My name's Tony. I am an addict.
Hello, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hi,
Hi,
Tony.
Tony.
Welcome to the Highlands and Islands Group of NA Area Service Committee agenda issues discussion topics for the AC, which is today, the 23rd of June, 2022. Can we please take a moment's silence first, followed by the service prayer? And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to copy and paste the service prayer into the chat box. Okay, yeah, bear with me. Copy. It's nice. You can take a moment's silence to remember the still suffering addict in and out of the room, followed by the service prayer. Thank you. I'm going to start the service prayer by saying, God, grant us the knowledge that we may act according to your divine precepts. Instill us in us a sense of purpose, make us servants of your will, and grant us a bond of selfishness, that this may truly be your work, not ours, so that the addict anywhere needs not die from the horrors of addiction. Thank you very much, everyone. Okay, roll call. I'll start off roll call. My name's Tony. I'm an addict.
Hi, Tony.
I am chairperson of the Area Service Committee, ICNA here, and I'm also chair for the Thursday night illness and recovery meeting.
I'm Christine. I'm an addict.
Hi,
I
Christine.
just this is my first month as vice chair of the ASC, and I do service at the Tuesday Step 11 meditation meeting and the Thursday tonight's illness and recovery meeting.
Thank you, Christine.
You,
I'm
Christine.
Mark. I'm an addict.
There you go.
Hi, Mark.
I'm the chair, so for the LGBT Monday night meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank
Thank
you,
you for your
Mark.
service.
I'm Elaine, an addict. I'm chair
Hello.
for the Hi, everybody. For the Ask It Basket Tuesday night Ask It Basket meeting and the GSR for the Saturday night speaker meeting.
Thank you for your service,
Hi,
Ellie.
Ellie.
My name's Penelope and I'm an addict, so I'm GSR for Friday night Living Clean meeting. And I'm also reporting on what's happening with the Thursday IP lunchtime meeting that was before this meeting.
Thank you for your service,
Thanks,
Penelope.
Penelope. Penelope.
Hi, I'm Mark. I'm an addict. I'm the secretary and GSR for the Friday night LGBT meeting. Very confusingly, we've got two Marks, but I'm the Friday LGBT Mark. So I'm just
Hi,
this is my
Mark.
first time at this meeting.
Welcome.
Hi, Mark.
Cheers.
Welcome.
My name is Jean, and I'm an addict. And I'm just visiting today. I chair one of the One Promise group meetings on Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Y'all come. Thank you.
Thank you,
Hi, Jean.
Jeannie.
Yeah. My name's Lisa. I'm an addict.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, everyone. I am secretary of area, and I also do service for the Monday night Let's Get Better Together group and the IP discussion group. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Thank you
Yeah.
for your service.
I'm an addict named Michael.
And I am the GSR for the Tuesday night Ask It Basket group. I'm also the host of the Let's Get Better Together Monday 7 o'clock LGBT meeting, and I am also the regional committee member for the HIGNA group. And also I'm an addict. I didn't cover that.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael, for your service. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay. Thank you very much for being here. I've got on the agenda list next approval of last ASC minutes. Has anyone had the opportunity to go through the minutes and would like to make any comments regarding them? Okay, so how does everyone feel? Has anyone had the opportunity to read the minutes and no comments coming forward to second those minutes?
You can read them some of it. I wish to approve the minutes as read.
Thank you, Michael. Okay. Is everyone happy with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I take that as a yes. Okay. Next on the list, I've got election of trusted servants, alternates as required. Now, what I've got on the list at present, the positions that are open at HIGNA at present, RASC, vice treasurer, vice secretary, alternative RCM, and that alternative RCM carries a minimum of 4 years clean time. And vice web servant. Does anyone wish to put themselves up for any of those positions, or anyone they think may be happy to take on board one of those positions? Okay, thank you. Right, I'm going to go straight into the Treasury report. I'm not sure. Do you guys want me to share the screen, or would you be happy that I just read them out as, and if there's any questions, you can ask me afterwards?
No, I need to see something when the Treasury report is being seen. It just doesn't make sense to me otherwise. So could you share the screen, please?
Right. Now, this is where I'm having difficulty because I don't know where the screen is. That down there and then little speaker view, gallery view, people view. Oh.
The button along at the top, Tony.
On the top, in the settings?
Next to
you.
Hang on.
Next to the mic.
Next to the mic. Okay, yeah. Right, okay, great. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch to that. Saying screen sharing is disabled for this meeting.
You might have to, I think you have to be logged in as a moderator, Tony, in order to share your screen.
Okay, how am I going to do this?
The Treasury report will be put into the onto the ASC page, for people to read.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to copy and paste it into the chat box. Is everyone okay with that?
Well, it won't make a lot of sense. I mean, it'll jump all over the place if you cut and paste it in the chat box.
Well, as long as no one's actually adding stuff to the chat box, we should be all right, I think, Christine, don't you?
I don't know. Formatting doesn't always come through in the chat box, that's all.
Right, well, I'll try it, guys. Yeah. Maybe I need to do a bit of learning how to do this. Like one, be signed in as a moderator to be able to do that. So that's something that I need to manage, guys. So I apologize for any inconvenience. Guys, I've posted it into the chat box.
Yep.
Okay, so everyone can see that. Yeah.
Follow that. Yeah.
Everyone happy with that, guys? So I'm going to start going through it.
That's fantastic.
Excellent. Thank you very much. At least I got something right. Sorry.
Looks good.
Right. Treasury report. At the last ASC, the balance was £1,875.60, and that was the date of that was the 25th of April 2022. This is the current financial status as of the 22nd of the 6th, 22. Our PayPal balance is £885.25. The bank account balance was £938.37. The expenses out were £239.42. The expenses out are made up of a £200 contribution to the region, and the other £39.42 was made up for a Higna members hospital gift, key tags and postage, etc. The closing balance of £1,823.62 as of the 22nd of the 6th, 22. This is a combined bank and PayPal contributions. Oh, sorry. So combined bank and PayPal contributions and last ASC of £182 contributions last month, or the last 2 months, were £182 as of the 22nd and 6th, 22. We have a prudent reserve of £500 as set in June 2020. Tradition 7 surplus. We have £1,323.62. That's as of the 22nd of June 2022. Our current fixed annual expenses for 2021. The website and the domain, etc. That comes to a total of £49.15 per year. The Blue Jeans account comes to 158.49. It says there in brackets, current Blue Jean Enterprise account annual fee. The total comes to £107.64. The breakdown is it equals 36 pence per meeting, or 36 pence per meeting, or 49 cents per meeting. Is everyone okay with that, or would like some clarity about anything?
I have a question. It's not a question. I do have a statement about donations. Hello?
Okay, cool. Carry on, please.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Mike, you want to... Go ahead.
Okay, just for the record, if you're donating through PayPal, what is advised is do not send it through PayPal. Make sure you send it under friends or family donations. That way we don't get dinged for the cost of PayPal. That was what I found this out from another meeting. But that's something that for your consideration rather than the group's consideration. It's just if you want to donate, that's the best way to do it. Thank you for allowing me to share that.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that, and maybe that's something I can talk to Steve about. Yeah, and he might so maybe that's something that we can share at our groups. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, I've got a website.
I'm Mark.
Hi, Mark.
I've got a And at the Monday night meeting, we had a discussion about spending some of that, how some of that money could be spent. But I don't know whether that comes in now, or we want to do it later, or.
Right. Once we've gone through the group reports, Mark, we have an opportunity after that to bring anything up that we'd like to take back to the groups. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Right. Thank you very much.
So if you don't mind, let's just carry on with the agenda, and we'll pick that up at a later point.
I'm an addict. My name's Lisa. Tony, can I just ask if you would be so very kind to post the website report in the chat box as well?
Right, okay.
And then I can just copy and paste it.
Right, okay. Now, I'm going to... Do you want me to post the whole thing in?
The whole website report, yeah, if that's okay.
Well, the website report isn't much, to be quite honest, but I will do that. Let me just bear with me a second. Because I, to be quite honest, Lisa, I want to have a discussion with you afterwards, because I could then send it to you somehow, even if it's
yes, like, that would be great, yeah.
So you're okay with that, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Right. I'm going to read the website report. Basically, not a lot has changed. The website has been running well with no reported problems. Backups are being taken regularly. Website content, software and plugins, etc., are all being updated as required. So now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to hand over to our vice chair, Christine. It's her new position here, so very grateful to have Christine along here as vice chair, and Christine will go through the group reports as needed. Thank you very much, Christine. Over to you.
Thank you. I'm Christina Menardo.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
I think everybody's aware, or I hope everybody's aware, I'm not sure about you, Mark, that this is your first ESC, but I'm sure Steve has told you that there's a group report form on the website. Have you been told about that?
No, not yet.
No, well, it doesn't matter. We'll direct you to that after the meeting. You don't have to fill one of those in. But if you have filled in a group report form and already forwarded it, who do they go to? Normally to Lisa or to the chairperson?
The chairperson. I don't have access to them.
Okay, right. Well, Tony, you'll need to sort that out for next time with Steve then, I guess. Unless you've got them.
When I looked on ASA page, there were certain pages that I'm not able to access because they are specifically for the RCM or the secretary, and I think for financial things. But I will have a conversation with Steve. So thank you for that, Christine, and see where I go from that, because this is a learning process for me as well. And so I'd appreciate any support I can have. Yeah, in helping us to continue doing what we need to do, so instilling those things.
Okay. Well, let's start with the Monday lunchtime meeting. Do we have anybody here representing the Monday lunchtime meeting? No, we don't, I don't think. We have... Who's representing the Monday LGBT meeting?
I'm Mark, I'm an addict.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, everyone. I wasn't aware, I was aware of the form, but I haven't been able to find it. My computer skills are rubbish as well, and I haven't been able to find it, but I'll find it by next time and fill it out. The group's going well, we fluctuate with numbers. You know, sometimes we get 10 as well, sometimes we get 6. We've got 3 posts filled at that meeting. I'm the GSR, Lisa's the poster, and Michael is the secretary. Because at the meeting we discussed something, and I just wondered, do I say it now or do I say it later?
Well, talk about it and then we can discuss it in matters arising.
Right. We were talking about, you know, Michael's our RCM now, and that the next region is in Aberdeen. So we were talking about proposing that he gets the funds he needs to be able to go and represent us at that body.
I, for one, am in agreement with that, but we need to, in matters arising, bring that up and take a vote on it.
That's cool. That's all I've got. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mark. Back to you, Christine.
Okay, Tuesday, Step 11 meditation meeting, which I'm actually representing. The meeting has picked up a little bit in the last couple of weeks. We've had up to 10 people in the meeting, and yeah, it seems to be appreciated by everyone that comes along. So we could still do with consistent support, because it varies from week to week. We have had as little as 4 in the meeting, so obviously that's a struggling meeting. So it would be good if people could announce it still, that support, that you just announce that the meeting is going on, and 1 p.m. lunchtime on a Tuesday, and just remind people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tuesday, Ask It Basket meeting.
I'm an addict named Michael, and the GSR Basket meeting. I'm just going to say this in advance, because I'm not feeling very well, so, and I may leave a little short early just because I have to go to the hospital. It's nothing dramatic. I just have to tell you guys that. The meeting's going well. The message is being carried. We get approximately about, on average, 15 to 16 people in the meeting. And the lovely Miss Ellie can concur or give me clarity on that.
Yep. That's about right.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Thank you for if I remember correctly, we had very few issues with bombers, and luckily we have a couple of people that get rid of, we exercise them out of the meeting before they can do any major damage. So, and the meeting runs smooth, and the message is being carried. And we get a few people new. We have a couple of people that have been consistently coming back, so that is pretty much new. So we're very happy about that, and that's my report for the meeting, if unless I'm missing something.
Yeah, I'm an acnemally.
Oh,
need some,
yes.
Service. We have, yes, a service commitment for posting. It's open.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Michael.
You. Feel better.
Yeah, get well soon, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Michael. And Wednesday lunchtime, we don't actually have either Jay or Steve representing that meeting today either, so we'll just move on. Is there anyone here representing the Wednesday 6 p.m. women's meeting? Okay, we'll move on. Thursday lunchtime meeting that we've just had. Is someone representing that meeting?
My name's Penny, Penelope. I'm an addict. Hi. Yes, we have a vacancy for a GSR. We decided today, in a very brief chat, to actually put it out there on, announce it on here on the website, and ask people if they would announce it in meetings that we need a GSR for that meeting. And just to say that the meeting seems to be quite popular. It's lunchtime meeting, and we get between 15 and 22 sometimes. Some weeks are more than others. People are sharing, and we've had a few newcomers, and people from all over the place, really.
not always the same members. It seems to be quite popular. We are going to have a conscience next week at 12:30, so everybody's welcome. It'll be half an hour before the meeting. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Penelope.
Thanks, Penelope.
Thank you, Penelope. Thursday illness and recovery meeting.
My name's...
Go on then, Tony.
My name's Tony, I'm an addict. I'm the chair of that meeting. We do have a GSR position open at present. Basically, we do bring that up at each meeting. Meeting's quite, it's very strong. Average 20 to 25 each week. All service positions are filled apart from alternatives. Like there's not an alternate chair, there's not an alternate poster, etc., etc. But you know, we're carrying the message, and we are getting the odd newcomer coming on, which is really cool. So with that, thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. Friday, that brings us to the Friday Living Clean meeting.
Hi, my name's Penelope. I'm an addict. My term as GSR is nearly up, and we do have an alternative, person that's just been elected. She did the group report on the website. I haven't actually had a chance to have a look at it, but I can tell you that we had a conscience last week supporting the visit to the Aberdeen, which I guess we'll get to. You know, the meeting is very well attended. It seems to be a favourite. We carry the message. Seems to attract more mature recovery rather than newcomers. Sometimes we get newcomers, but I think the kind of issues sometimes that get dealt with in Living Clean attract people who've been living it a while. We do have regular consciences, and I think it's quite a popular meeting. So I think that's about all I've got to share about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Penelope.
Penelope.
Thank you, Penelope.
Penelope.
Start with the speaker meeting.
Hello. Hi, Melly, I'm an addict.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi. We have about, the meeting's going very well. We have about 15 to sometimes more depending on the week or the speaker. Sometimes people come to support the speaker. A really good message of an addict, you know, an atmosphere of recovery. All positions are filled. We do need probably an alternate GSR. We don't have that. I think all speakers are already assigned for the year, so we don't have a problem with that. And I think the meeting is extraordinarily strong.
Thank you very much, Penelope.
Thanks, Penelope.
Ellie. And that just leaves the Sunday 6 p.m. meeting. Oh, sorry, I am so sorry. Mark, from the Friday LGBT meeting, I missed you. I'm so sorry.
I'm the Friday Mark LGBT meeting. I'm the secretary on that meeting. I've been for just under a year. It's going well as a meeting. We've got a treasury position that's just opening up, and we're a little short on people in service positions at the moment, but we're coping okay. We're getting about 14, 15 people participating each week, and it's a really healthy mix of some regulars, but also newcomers. We're attracting a lot of really diverse range across LGBT and Q sort of range, and a lot of newcomers. So we've just done a conscience to, we've just voted to shift our focus slightly from speaker, a main share 1 week, and then a topic wheel the next week. We have this queer topic wheel, which spins. It's quite funny. It comes up with a different theme each week. And but we're going to focus more on steps 1 to 3 and really helping develop, you know, more. But I need to rewrite the material for that. But just to help, because we're getting so many newcomers, we're going to shift to a focus that's more about helping them understand the powerlessness and then the higher power. So, financially, we've kind of in a reasonable state. We only have outgoings related to Zoom. And yeah, this is part of our shift away from being Dorset based when we weren't really in Dorset. So I'm very keen to understand how we can link into more global networks. We're a very global meeting. This is my first time in a GSR role. So, yeah, there we go.
Thank you very much, Mark. Nice to see you here, brother.
Thank you, Mark.
Cheers.
And welcome. And that just leaves the Sunday 6 p.m. meeting. Do we have anybody representing that meeting? No. Okay.
I think we have Jean. I'm sorry, I'm Ellie. I think we have Jean. Jean is still here.
I'm sorry?
Jean, part of Blue Jeans. Jean, are you representing a meeting for Blue Jeans?
I'm just here visiting. I chair one of the One Promise group meetings, and we're not part of the ASC. I'm just curious to see how you guys are doing. I've been to Higna meetings.
Thank you.
Sorry about
that. Thank you. Thanks. Okay. My name's Tony Maddox. I forgot to mention something about the Thursday evening group, Christine, so I'd like to just bring that up. We had a group conscience in relation to our speaker meeting, which is at the end of each month. And the group has come to the group conscience has been that we are voted that we will record the share so that we're able to put it up onto our Higna speaker library, as long as the individual at the share is okay with that. I'd just like to say that, so that's another positive move forward. Thank you. Thank you very much, Christine, for your service. And we'll now go to matters arising from the group. The one thing that came up and was obviously Michael being the RCM and needing to attend region, the funding for that. So what are individuals' thoughts and feelings about that?
I'm Mark, I'm an addict.
Hi, Mark.
I think, you know, Michael's been elected to go, and because it's quite close to where he is now, I think we should give him the money to attend that first.
How does the group feel about the proposal?
I second it.
Excellent. So Christine's seconding that proposal. I, as secretary, I'll third it or whatever. So I'm very happy for Michael to be RSM and to go to the RCM region. Is everyone happy?
My name's Penny. Penelope. I'm an addict. We did vote to support that and to support the expenses for Michael. That's the Friday night meeting.
Excellent. So thank you very much for that. So I've already spoken to Michael and basically yesterday stating that as soon as it's been passed, that he will contact Steve in relation to the funding for that opportunity to go to region. So I'm going to leave it in his hands. Thank you very much, Michael. And okay, any other matters arising from the groups that would like to be brought up? Anyone else like to say anything? I'll take that as a no. Okay, so with that, we've now come to Michael's RCM report. So I'm going to pass you over to Michael. Hi there, Michael.
Sorry, folks. Hi, I'm Agnew Michael, and I am the Regional Service Representative. What am I going to tell you? Well, thank you for put your trust in me about going up to Aberdeen to do the RSC. The thing also, too, is I think they would like to see, there's two groups, by the way, that are online only, but they would like to see physical representatives there once in a while, so they understand that we're an online group, but they would like to see us, so this just gives us an opportunity to do so, to have a voice there. I'm going to ask Christine if she would not mind. I mean, they gave us a treasurer's report, and I know there was a lot of confusion and conflict with the treasurer's report. And the treasurer report that I sent, because somebody asked, which was put up, I hadn't been able to just send it to you. I think I sent it to Lisa, but don't quote me. It clarifies all the things that's going on with the Treasury as we speak, and there's still more work to be done with that. So just to let you know, an ASC brought the most. ASC brought up a motion about face-to-face meetings, meeting online, and whatnot. They chose to meet face-to-face with a hybrid participation. And this is really good for the region, just simply because it's cost cutting measure to it, because not all areas can afford to send their RCMs to region. So, and not that we can't afford it, but it's just another expense that really doesn't need to be done. I'm just going to scroll down this page, and Lisa has a copy of this, so I'm just going to give you some of the highlights. There is a proposed interest that the World Board have a convention in the UK, and in the future. They do not know. I'm not sure which region or area has put that on. Put out that initial motion, but there is discussion about having the World Convention in the UK, and they're just seeing how that kind of goes about. There was a problem when the main problem is that, and it's not in the book in this, that because Australia made a bid and won their bid to have the convention in Melbourne, but it, because of the pandemic, it couldn't happen. So they had to cancel that, and it may just go back to that. So it may not be until 2027 or 25. Don't quote me on that one, but I will give you more information. The Fellowship Development Group, it needs area reps, so the share environmental scale scans that are going on within your area. So, and probably Steve can give us more information on that. UK public information, they have a survey that's out right now, and if you're interested in that survey, I think it's just asking for the average, what is the fellowship what the fellowship thinks, what's the average age, how many meetings they attend, etc. So you can look at that. All the motions, as you probably know, at the World Service Conference were passed, including the said spiritual whatever a day book, and that will be out fairly shortly. I think it's going to take 6 months to get that out there. And they're also looking for people to look at the loner staying clean and isolation. And they are updating that, so they need some information going on there. There are some service positions available at the region, which each one has a minimum clean time of 2 years, and the length of service is 1 year. So they're looking for a vice resource, vice secretary, and vice tech support. And as I said before, there's some issues with bank details. The banking details are still kind of in flux. So if you want any more information, I can get you that information about what our treasury is, what the regional treasury is. It may be of interesting reading. And like I said, there is going to be at RSC in Aberdeen on the 9th and 10th of July. It's going to be a hybrid meeting, of course. Just to let you know, there are no bids right now for the September 17th and 18th for the region, because I'm not sure why there are no bids just as yet. But the thing is, the EC, the European Convention, is going to be held the weekend that's usually when region meets. So they forward it to a week. So it's going to be 17th and 18th of September. And anybody can show up to the region. They just can't vote, and they can. And if you're on hybrid, you can actually, if you're on a line, you can actually go there and see how grass grows. The next one after that is in November 13th, 12th and 13th in Guildford, Surrey, and that's also a hybrid meeting. There may be something I'm missing, but that's basically the whole picture in a nutshell. Oh, and one other thing, the motion that we put out at the regional level, I'm not sure, it just did not get seconded, which is bad news and good news. And the bad news is that means all that work was for a little bit of glory, but at the same time, it also allows us to put it out in a future date, just in case we want to explore more territory about that motion. And everybody knows what that motion is that we extend the approval time from 150 days to one full cycle at the world. So. And we can actually bring that up again. So no worries there. And so that's my report in a nutshell. Any questions?
Thank you. Thank you, Michael, for your service.
Thank you.
Is there any questions that anyone would like to ask of Michael, the RCM? I'll take that as a no. Okay, next on my list, we've got service opportunities. Well, the service opportunities I did mention earlier at HIGNA level at the ASC. I'm just scrolling back down, guys, because my memory is not brilliant. So I'm going to just go through that again, which are available. Positions are available. Okay, the positions that are open here at the ASC is Vice Treasurer, Vice Secretary, Alternative RCM to link up with Michael. The RCM carries a minimum 4 years clean time, and Vice Web Servant. As I said earlier, if anyone's willing to take up any of them positions, please contact me or anyone that's part of the ASC. Well, thank you for that. I'm just scrolling down to our next. Okay, next highlight is growth and new meetings. Has anyone anything they would like to say in relation to that topic?
Do you have any, it's Mark,
Hi, Mike.
Do you have any expansion on what that means? Just because I might do, just very vague. So growth in new meetings, what do you mean?
Okay, right, for example, HIGNA being an individual web, say for example, what is it, a web company, yeah? I'm going to say it like that, and if anyone would like to come in and clarify that, basically we do have space that we can actually take on meetings, and meetings can join us. That's something that would I'd most probably say, for example, someone come forward to us and they said, hey, we'd like to have a meeting on the HIGNA group and use your BlueJeans platform. That's something that we can decide an area if that's appropriate to us, and obviously it needs to be NA, I believe, if that's all correct. Christine, would you like to have any feedback on that, or Michael, or Penelope, anything? Does that answer your question, Mark, or is it a bit
vague? Well, I'll tell you what, can I, I'm just throwing some comments then, so yeah, so as in terms of our meeting, what we've shifted from well, we never were a physical meeting. We were born at around the same time that COVID kicked off, and I've been keen that we find we're keen to find a way to integrate into, you know, support networks that understand the needs of online meetings, and that we can develop a better dynamic around that. I mean, there's a number of things I have real concerns about with NA at a whole, which is, for example, the design of the website, which I think is very off-putting to members, to potential attendees, particularly people who are queer. You know, it's sort of got a Masonic kind of look to it, and it's incredibly difficult to guide people through. And we've developed flyer material in the past, and we've had a, when our Nicholas presented it at the local level in Dorset, the feedback was that they didn't want to encourage specific focuses of meetings such as LGBT. So it's just a bit frustrated at the moment. I mean, I worked for many, many years professionally in public relations, but I don't now. And I know that we need to attract rather than promote. But I'd really like to find some really enlightened people that realise that we need to do much more to attract, and to find ways to do that without breaking, you know, the 12 traditions. So I just wanted to sort of say that. And I mean, we're aligned with the Highlands and Islands group now, which I think is in some ways kind of really kind of says something about how difficult it is at the moment for us all to connect together online, and to feel that that's a legitimate way to manage NA meetings. So yeah, I'll just leave that there.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
May I approach that subject real quick?
It's Michael.
Okay. Well, one question, Mark. Is your meeting put on either virtual or ukna.org?
Yes, it is.
Okay, both of them.
Yeah, but the whole of that search engine feels a little bit like it's 1998. You know, the way these things are structured, we have to, when we list our meeting now, we put it in and it's set to Highlands and Islands area. Mm-hmm. Which is great from a perspective, you know, I mean, it's really interesting to be linked to this area service committee, but also it's not necessarily something that is very user friendly. It feels like the front end online to potential addicts is like the back end for a late 90s IT server.
Right.
So it's just really not, it doesn't feel like it's targeted at the people that are in a desperate situation and want to reach out. And I have no idea how to breach this. Maybe I just need to just give up, roll over and accept, oh, well, this is the way it's done. But I'm really, really underwhelmed by how NA globally is managing its online presence and trying to connect with people. It almost feels like it doesn't know how to do it.
Okay. My name's Tanya. I'm an addict. I'm a chairperson, but from obviously there's been, over the years, it's taken a long, long time, Mark, for the Heathner area to be part of a region. It was only in February of this year, is that correct, Michael? February of this year?
Yes,
that we February accepted. And basically, our trusted servants of our ASC have been working towards this for the past 10 years. You know, getting online meetings accepted within NA. But I can understand the difficulty around that, you know, and maybe this is what we're trying to achieve, is that we're accepted within NA as a whole and that we're all together. It's a we program. Yeah. I don't know anything more than that to say. If anyone else would like to speak,
I would. I'm an addict named Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Mark. I've been a graphic designer for my whole life, just about. And I understand your frustration. I really understand. It just seems that it's all of the websites generally are informative. You know, and easy to use. Not everybody can use a computer. So that's the first thing, just to keep the information concise. I'm not sure, you know, I mean, I used to design websites and I'm pretty much, you know, I still, even though I'm retired now, I still pretty much follow trends, design trends. But do you have some sort of vision of how you think it should look graphically? I mean, that's something I could work on, but I'm not quite sure. We can't use images of people because that would be, I think that might be a problem. So would it, you know, colors or, you know, I know that the Higna site has been improved since I've been, you know, around online. And I really understand what you're saying. It is very, they are dated for sure. But as I said, they're not, because they're using a little more modern technology nowadays than they did back in the 90s and even early 2000s. But I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
There's lots of ideas about how it could work. But I think I feel at the moment we're not quite ready for that. I mean, it just feels, my sense is that there isn't a, you know, that this issue about forever non-professional, I think that maybe holds back from having a certain amount of professional capabilities in how, say, the design of the, how people are managed through it. And I've just know that For me, it's been like really strange to come into something that has such an unsophisticated level of ability to connect to audiences online, given because it needs to be really sophisticated because of the tremendous constraints we have around how we need to reach out to people, you know. And so me suggesting a bunch of things now is not really, I think it's not the time. I think at some point, if you come across people that out there that are, that do have a vision for how this is eventually, how this can be eventually, I'd love to talk to them and sort of hear what they think and then share my thoughts with them. But at the moment, I feel a little bit like this, where I'd raise my hand, make an objection, and it'd just be sort of cut down, you know. Oh, well, that's not going to work here. And so it's a little bit frustrating. And but also, you know, as a recovering addict, I've also aware I need to put my ego aside. I need to not try and control a situation. I need to not power this through self-will. I need to accept the sort of conscience of the group. But at the moment, it feels like there aren't enough people perhaps admitting that they think this could be done better, and having a legitimate, you know, and being invited to help with that. So at the moment, I'm not sure I want to jump in and say, I think it could be done like this or that. All I know is it could be, it just feels a bit like, it feels like a really, I think we're not doing something that is really important for us to be doing, which is getting this infinitely better, that doing this infinitely better than the way it's presented at the moment.
I hear you saying. I just think that just from what, you know, I've seen and how the Higna website, for example, has evolved, it's doing some pretty sophisticated stuff. I mean, when you go on and you look at the hours of the meeting, and it actually converts it to your time, you know, to wherever you are, and the virtual-NA does that as well, because it's a database. That, to me, is amazing, to be able to connect, to go to any place in the world, and anywhere. You can go to a meeting anywhere in the world, and it already, you know, if you want to go, you need a meeting on a Friday morning, you go on to the virtual-na.org, and you could go just look at the time, and you can hop on anywhere in the world if you need a meeting. And I think that's pretty sophisticated compared to how it used to be. For me, that I think the information is extremely important. So I think it does connect us. It's just my thought.
Okay. Anyone want to give Mark any feedback?
Jeannie has her hand up, and so do I. So Jeannie.
Thank you. My name is Gina. I'm an addict. You know, I would just like to make a suggestion that perhaps, you know, have a couple of people who are interested in and maybe have some experience in creating websites might kind of get together and make some suggestions, and maybe even kind of draw up a mock website to give people some ideas of what the website could look like. I know at one point in time, there was some revisions being made, and then I didn't hear any more about that. But I mean, I've looked at the website, and you know, just for me, and I've done some website design myself. That it's very cluttered. It's very much, there's a lot of text, and it's all kind of clumped together. Okay. There's not enough visuals. I don't know what it looks like on the phone, because I don't use my phone to pull up websites. But I think it's legitimate, and you know, to be looking at making some revisions. And you know, as Ellie was saying, there's, you know, web design has really changed because of technology. And the fact that we can do the meeting list up the way it's done is just wonderful. It's just, you know, it just is. But yeah, the website could really, really be improved. And it's, yeah, because it can be very hard to find something. You have to go through too many levels of things. Anyway, I'll shut up. So anyway, just a suggestion.
Thank you, Jenny. Michael, I believe you wanted to say something.
Yes. Just for the record, if you ever go, I'm going to use UKNA for an example, because I know for a fact they do this as well as from virtual. If you want to go to a specific meeting of a particular thing, they have meetings for atheists and agnostics, they have people with illness and recovery, LGBT, etc., men's meetings, whatnot. If you go to the links of na.ukna.org, if you're looking for a specific meeting, a specific genre of meeting, they changed the name. They're no longer called special needs meetings, which basically is designed for people who want to be a part of a group that has a specific need, i.e. women's meetings, men's meetings, illness and recovery, gay, lesbian, LGBT meetings. If you click there, they will give you a rundown of all the meetings that are available in that particular genre. And the thing was, Combs, which is basically for lack of a better word, a subcommittee of a subcommittee, worked diligently and hard to clarify that for the region, simply because it was confusing. I mean, you go for a Tuesday meeting, you get, you know, a laundry list of Tuesday online meetings, and that was during the height of the pandemic. And now it's kind of streamlined. A lot of those meetings no longer exist, but there are a lot of meetings that are on that online facility that are still online only. They work very diligently to try to streamline that specifically for that sole reason, because people do want to just go to a specific kind of meeting. They spent, like I said, a total time in lockdown working on that. And it's not perfect, but it is better than it was. The second thing I want to point out to you and everyone is, because the lockdown has been lifted, a lot of groups have gone back to their regular face-to-face meetings, but there's a lot of meetings out there that are also hybrid as well as online only across the world on virtual. And the thing is, they can get anywhere between 5 to 10 people all the way up to 200. You know, you just have to, you know, the thing is, it grew by leaps and bounds and then it kind of died. But the point is, there was a lot of online meetings. By the way, there were, before the pandemic, there was only something like 1,500 online meetings before the pandemic, and today we have over 3,100. So that tells you something. At the height of the pandemic, there was almost 4,000. So it tells you something that the bells and whistles don't, you know, you can do all the attraction and promotion, but just realize that there is an option there that if somebody wants something like LGBT meeting or a women's meeting or a, it is there already inputted in those websites. And that's enough out of me. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Okay. I hope that's helped you out at all, Mark. But what I will say, and I'm sure Steve will be okay, our last chair, Steve A, he's actually fellowship development. He's gone for a fellowship development NA UK. If you have his number, maybe you can give him a call. If not, if you come along to one of the Hickner meetings and just have a chat with him on one of the meetings, I'm sure he'd be willing to have a conversation with you.
Sure, sounds good.
Okay.
That's everybody.
Thank you, Mark. We're now going to move on to...
Tony, can I just say one last thing? One very last thing.
For a second. Yes.
Ellie Manatic. One of the things we don't want to do is to compete with rehabs who have these very flashy kind of very people-oriented websites, you know, I personally wouldn't want that. You know, I'm looking for more for information than I am. When my ass is on fire, I want to know where a meeting is right away. That to me is extremely important than how it looks. That's just what my take on that. So I don't want it to be look like a rehab. So that's all I've got to say.
Thank you, Ellie.
Thanks, so.
Okay. Thank you. Now I've got old business on my agenda. Guidelines. I've got guidelines. I'm looking at the old minutes, actually, the old business, but I can't see anything there. In there, is there anyone in the group at present of any anything they'd like to say around the guidelines? Okay, thank you.
I'm Mark. Well, at it.
All right, Mark.
I think that was about. Because I remember asking, I think it was Steve, about, you know, in face-to-face meetings, you have the, you know, clean time and that for meetings, for service positions and that. And I think it was just around that sort of thing, you know, to have some guidelines around service at our meetings.
I'm an addict. My name's
Lisa. And Jay, I mean, several years ago, Annie at home had... come up with their take on that, and Jay was going to bring a copy of that to us, just, you know, to have a look at it, but it hasn't really progressed at all, so there's nothing happening with that at the moment.
Okay, so Tony Addict, thank you for that, Christine. Thank you, Mark. Maybe I need to speak to Steve about that, if that's something that we need to be looking at. I will do my best to actually bring that to the group next time we meet. Okay, I've got now use of social media as a PI tool. Now, I was looking at the last minutes, and basically Steve A was interested in using tradition 7 months to create a PSA. I really need to speak to him, because it's about this would be submitted to doctor surgeries, etc., where they would be used to appoint video screens that play information videos. He plans to continue looking into this and will come up with a proposal. That's what it says in the last minutes. There may be some opportunities to collaborate with others in the area of Scotland. So is anyone like to bring anything else to my attention or to the group's attention in relation to that issue? Okay, thank you. I'll have a chat with Steve myself regarding that. Thank you. Next on the list is use of tradition 7 funds. So it's open to the floor now. Would anyone
have enough money to donate to Region?
Well, I'm just going to go back onto my thing. I think I believe at the moment we have around about £1,350 available to us. So,
Mark,
are you proposing, Premier Pete?
No, it's Ellie. I propose
Ellie, we. Sorry.
I propose we donate 200.
Would anyone like to second that?
I second that.
That's Penelope. Thank you, Penelope.
Penelope has it.
I believe Mark was trying to say that they had on their group conscience. Mark, did you have something you wanted to add to that? Because did you discuss how we could, what we should do to donate? I mean, you know what I mean.
I'm Mark, I'm an addict.
Hi, Mark.
I was just, my thoughts were, where does the money come from to send the, to send Michael to Regent? Because maybe some of it could be used for that. You know, it's going up and it's carrying the message and bringing the message back to us. I just think it would be a good way to spend some money.
Well, part of that, the use from the funds that we have at our area, the Hickner Park, basically, to facilitate, our example, RCM Michael going to Aberdeen, that's been passed. And he will be funded for that. But I've heard also a proposal that we also contribute £200 towards the region contribution. Would anyone else like to put their hand up and say yes to that? Or
then? Yeah, Mark Maddick, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, so we have three people at the moment. Will I take that as a yes?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So the proposal is that we will be contributing £200 towards the region. Everyone, I'm hoping, is in agreement with that. So that's great. Is there any other ideas around how we can use our funds, Tradition 7 funds? Okay, I'll take that as a no. Right, next I've got up here is Future Directions of Hickner. Anyone like to speak about anything with that topic? Okay, thank you very
much. I'm Mark. Sorry, Tony. I was just, when I used to do region face-to-face sort of thing, when these sort of questions came up, they'd do an ad hoc committee. And, you know, it seems to be difficult to get individual members to comment on what they'd like to see the money doing and where we're going and that. I just wondered if that could be an option. Do you know what I mean? A few people get together in a room and just discuss the topics, like, you know, what to do with the money, which way, and then bring back reports to area and we could have a conversation on that.
Would anyone like to make any comments regarding what Mark has just stated? Okay, my name's Simon Addict. I do tend to bring up in the Thursday evening meeting that we have funds and looking for people to actually look at ideas of how we may use them. And I think if we continue to do that, maybe someone will do that. I hear your point, Michael. Mark, regarding ad hoc meeting. I need to have a little bit more information about that. As chair, should I know more about that stuff? I'm wondering if anyone else here has any ideas regarding what Mark has said about forming an ad hoc committee regarding the use of Tradition 7 funds. Okay. Well, if you have any ideas, please don't be shy. Okay. I've now got on the list new business. Is there any new business to bring to the Area Service Committee? I'm going to take that as a no. Okay, next on my list of I've got events. Anyone like to bring up anything in regarding events? I take that as a no. Okay. Next on the list is the date of the next meeting. So we hold it bi-monthly. I would ask if it's okay with everyone else. I find Thursdays for me a really, really busy day. And
you as well, Tony.
And I'm wondering if someone has an idea of a date. I'm just getting into my calendar now.
What about a Wednesday?
Are you proposing a Wednesday, Lisa?
Wednesday the 24th of August, or we could do the 31st, whatever.
How does the group feel about the 21st? Wednesday the 21st.
24. Yeah, it sounds good.
Wednesday the 31st.
What, 24th or 31st? I said either one of those. Which one?
I like the 24th.
Yeah, I like
the 24th. Yeah, so do I.
I'm okay with the 24th. Is everyone else happy with the 24th of August after the lunch?
The Just for Today Wednesday meeting.
And that's at 2:05, yes?
Yeah, it'll be the same kind of time as this one.
Okay. So, is that everything? Well, I hope I've fulfilled my service position. I feel a little bit have I done everything right? Okay.
I think you've done a great job, Tony.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I think so.
Okay. What I'd like to do is just take a moment's silence to remember the still suffering addicts in and outside the rooms, and for those individuals that may never find NA hope and freedom from their active addiction. Thank you very much. I would like to ask Penelope, would you like to lead us out with the wee version of the Serenity Prayer? Penelope, not here.
I think she's gone.
Ah, okay. Ellie, would you like to?
Hi. I will. Hi, everybody. I'm Ellie. I'm still an addict.
Hi, Ellie.
Could we please have another moment, a moment of silence for the addicts still suffering inside and outside the rooms, those who couldn't make it here, who could die without hearing a message of hope that you never have to use again if you so choose. This program gives us a choice on a daily basis. And to God, or higher power of your own understanding, God. Grant us the serenity
to accept the things we cannot change,
the courage
to change the things we can,
and the wisdom to know the
difference. Keep coming back. It works if you work it.
Thank you.
You are worth it. Thank you very much,
everybody.
Thanks, everybody.